Today, we are answering whether you should max out your 401k or invest in a taxable brokerage account.
It is a great problem to have, honestly. You finally have breathing room in your budget, your bills are paid, and you have extra cash.
Exactly, but the choice you make matters a lot. For 2026, the individual 401k contribution limit increased to $24,500.
That is a massive amount of money to lock away. People always ask me if they are trapping their cash until they turn 60.
It is a totally valid fear. But before we even compare account types, there is a non-negotiable first step.
You mean the employer match, right? I always tell people you just cannot skip free money.
Precisely. Recent retirement industry data from 2025 shows 98% of employers offer some form of a match.
If you skip that, you are literally leaving part of your salary on the table. It drives me crazy when people do that.
A standard match might give you an immediate 50% return on your money. You will not find that anywhere else in finance.
So, rule number one is to always get that full match. Do not even look at other accounts or pay down low-interest debt yet.
Right. Once you secure the match, the decision comes down to tax advantages versus flexibility.
Let us talk about those tax advantages first. Why do financial experts push the 401k so hard?
Traditional 401k contributions give you an immediate tax break. $10,000 in means $10,000 off your taxable income.
That is huge for high earners, you know. You get to lower your current tax bill right now.
It is. You might also have a Roth 401k option. With a Roth, you pay taxes up front, but the money grows completely tax-free.
I know younger workers really like that. They love the idea of paying zero taxes in retirement.
Definitely. Millennials actually utilize Roth 401k options at a rate of 18.3%.
Beyond the taxes, the 401k just feels easier. The money leaves your paycheck before you can even spend it.
That is a massive behavioral advantage. Out of sight, out of mind. You never miss what does not hit your checking account.
Okay, so the 401k sounds perfect on paper. Why would anyone ever pivot to a taxable brokerage account?
It usually comes down to one word, fees.
Ah, yes, the hidden killer of retirement dreams. Some workplace plans are just terrible, right?
Large companies usually negotiate great plans, but small businesses often get stuck with plans that charge high administrative costs.
How bad can a high fee really be? It is usually just a percentage point or two.
It is devastating. Academic research from 2023 showed an extra 1% in annual fees wipes out 10 years of savings.
Wait, 10 whole years? So a 1% fee means you have to work an extra decade to reach the same goal?
That is the exact math. The average expense ratio for equity funds in a 401k is around 0.26%.
That sounds reasonable enough. But what if my specific plan only offers mutual funds with fees over 1%?
Then you hit a mathematical tipping point. A standard taxable brokerage account could actually beat your 401k after taxes.
That is wild to think about. So if your plan is too expensive, just get the match and run.
Exactly. Open a taxable brokerage account with someone like Fidelity or Vanguard. You get ultimate flexibility.
And flexibility is key if you want to retire early. The standard 401k traps you until age 59 and a half.
Right. There are complex workarounds, but with a taxable account, there are no age restrictions. You can withdraw your money at 45.
Or you could use it to buy a business or take a multi-year career break in your 30s.
You also benefit from long-term capital gains rates. If you hold an investment for over a year, the taxes are much lower.
Plus, you can do tax loss harvesting. That is something you absolutely cannot do in a 401k.
Selling investments at a loss to offset taxes on your gains is an incredibly smart strategy. You can even reduce your regular income.
Before we wrap up the decision tree, we have to mention the ultimate stealth account, the HSA.
Yes, the health savings account. If you have a high deductible health plan, it is arguably the best account in the tax code.
It is triple tax advantaged. Contributions are tax-free, the growth is tax-free, and medical withdrawals are tax-free.
The 2026 limit for an individual HSA is $4,400. Max that out before adding extra to a 401k.
So let us summarize the steps. First, get the employer match no matter what.
Second, pay off any toxic high-interest debt like 20% credit cards.
Third, max out your HSA if you have access to a qualifying health plan.
Fourth, check your 401k fees. If they are under 0.5%, keep aggressively funding the 401k.
And if the fees are over 1% or you want to retire early, pivot to a taxable brokerage account.
That is the exact formula. Your one next step today is to log into your workplace portal and check those fees.
Find the expense ratio column. Do not let hidden fees steal a decade of your hard-earned retirement.
If your funds cost more than 0.75%, drop to the match and open a brokerage account. You can find more details at geldzack.com.